Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue collar workers for blue collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Since 1988, Whitetail Institute has been perfecting annual and perennial seed products specifically for hunters who plant food plots. Their seeds have been engineered to be palatable, high in protein, and extremely attractive to deer. Whether you live in the Deep South or Midwest farm country, they have products that will help you grow your best food plot yet. For more information about their seeds and their blends, visit whitetailinstitute.com. Enter the discount code SE15 for 15% off.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
You saw the game-winning play once, but have to replay it 3 times on the way back to the hotel. Because some moments don't end at the buzzer. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
Welcome to the Range Podcast. I'm Ricky Brule, and with me is Jake Hollywood Iverson. Join us at the Archery Range, where we'll tell stories from the hunt, discuss technical bow shooting tactics and gear, and pick the brains of some of the most successful people to ever shoot a bow. Whether you're about to shoot that X for the win or send an arrow at a trophy buck, this podcast is for you. The Range Podcast is brought to you by Vapor Trail Archery, makers of the best bowstrings money can buy, originators of limb-driven arrow rest technology, and innovators of stokerized stabilizer systems.
All right, welcome to the Range, everybody. I'm your host, Ricky Brule, and I'm here with Jake Hollywood Iverson. How's it going, brother?
I'm wet.
Yeah.
And I look huge, but us big marshmallows are enjoying the rain anyway. It's legit practice.
Welcome to this edition of Actually Shooting at the Range while we record a podcast. Today's topic of discussion is the Western tags that Hollywood and I drew. And so make sure you stay tuned. We'll dive into that a little bit. And for those of you who are watching, make sure you check out this video on the Vapor Trail YouTube channel. If you are listening, make sure you give us a rating and a review. Only 5 stars will do.
There you go.
Got it.
Looks like I'm ready for
as bad as I thought.
I got 2 flyers though. 55 yards, I believe, was the call, right?
Yep.
All right. I'm doing my own little arrow test yet, so probably driving Rick insane with the amount of different arrows I'm shooting right now, but
yeah. So the big test came out. What's the
big arrow vein test?
Yeah, so Hollywood is nerding out on it, and I discovered that I'm probably not going to change anything.
Yeah.
Other than, well, I think I might change the shaft of my arrow.
Yeah.
I mean, it changed brands completely.
I've ran the Hybrid 26 for a couple years now, and I've had no issue. But now I'm playing with this Air Razor Hunter versus my Max Hunters. I started playing with the Max Hunter last year, the fixed blade. Mm-hmm. They flew amazing. Like, they were great. But I don't know. Something about, like, when you kind of figure something out, you don't want to leave.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I like to elk shape, tinker. But other than that, I don't know. I get bored with my setups. Today's mainly playing with different half outs.
Yeah.
Different outsert systems. So
I love
this. I know the vein.
I love this that Hollywood gets to do this stuff, because I don't. So then he's testing it and then keeping me well informed.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys what not to do.
Because he did honestly get me switched over to the Hybrid 26 with AAE, and I absolutely love this setup. So I'll probably just stick with it. It's, according to the test, it's kind of like right down the middle.
Yeah.
As far as like all parameters go.
Yeah.
And so I was like, and really what it did was it kind of helped me to discover, okay, I'm shooting a decent setup, but now I know absolutely what I do not want to use.
That's what I was,
what I don't ever want to waste my time with. Right.
So yeah, I felt like, if I'm going to run a fixed blade, I know what I'm going to use. If I'm going to run, like, anything else, I know what I'm going to use.
Yeah.
Like, the Hybrid 26 is, like, I don't know. I've been using it for a while, so having that expandable is just, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
And then these for a fixed blade, I think you're fine. Are there some better ones? Yes. But do I care? No.
Ultimately,
we got branded veins.
Yes. Ultimately, when it comes down to it, none of this is going to replace the accuracy that's going to come with actually going out and shooting.
Time with the tool.
So,
yeah.
You know, but it is fun to nerd out on. It is probably one of the most extensive tests that have ever been done.
Yeah.
Or they say it is, anyways. And as long as I've been doing this, I guess it's the biggest one I've ever seen, and it's been a long time coming. We've been waiting a while for it. So
dart,
so still shooting 55 right here. You're shooting at that single spot down there too.
Yeah, you can wreck my arrows if you want.
Okay,
I don't care. I have another dozen, and I have another dozen,
or I can
aim, and then I have another dozen. We'll race to the target.
Ooh, that one looked good. Felt good.
Mine was not the greatest of follow-throughs, but whatever, man. We're shooting in the rain and the wind. I'll take it. This is almost like hunting.
Yeah, it is. And we got the rain in our face.
Yep.
Oof, that one probably wasn't so good.
What arrow will I shoot?
Only two arrows that I have.
I will be curious, like, if Easton is what I'm shooting. I'll be curious if this study, if they do another one, if they come out with like different FOC tests. You know, like, because that's, I'm not chasing FOC, I'm not running a heavy arrow, like, I'm just trying to find, I guess, the best setup to keep some speed. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I'm that short of a draw, but I just like having a flat shooting, very forgiving setup, so.
Well, in testing different FOCs shouldn't be too difficult, because really all you need to do is, really all you need to do is change your point weight.
Right, point weight, or like these outserts, because I'm running a 75 on this, a 50 out there.
Right.
You know, you have your different hidden inserts. See that vein fly off?
Oh, no.
Tell you what, I was sitting at my bar last night, and I'm like, I don't like doing this. I want to be done, so.
Oh yeah, I was gonna check the radar to see what's going on here. At least the temperature's dropped, because man, my AC is still kind of on the fritz in my house. And nice shot. Oh. Right in the sock. Yeah,
yesterday was what, 95?
Yeah. So it's not good.
The shop AC was struggling to keep up. So
yeah, it was. Well, that's at least it's grouping well.
Hopefully that's all the same group. I don't know which one. Oh, there it is. Like, I'm curious where that one would land.
Let's see. Almost one of your better arrows too.
Yeah, 50. It should all be the 50 grain. Except for it's not. Cool.
What average do you group. Think about, should we just keep shooting under the pavilion, or do you think this is light enough for us to walk?
That is cameraman question worthy. Yeah.
Me.
If you
should we, or do you, what do you think?
What?
Walk?
We could just go like, I don't know, a couple targets in or something.
Yeah. Let's try it. I feel like I'm hoping that it'll just, we're on the tail end of it, but I, you know, trusting radar, especially with the Weather Channel, like you kind of get. You kind of get the Temu version of the weather, unless you pay for the premium service. Then you get the real weather. Oh, so I was trying to figure that out. Why would I have to pay for weather information? It's kind of weird. I'm just gonna leave this stuff here.
They don't want you to know when the tornado's coming, man.
I trust that nobody's gonna mess with my stuff.
Should I bear shaft this arrow at like 50 yards?
Sure.
Two ripped right off.
See what happens.
I don't think
my arrows are inside my jacket.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't think these ultralights are gonna. I don't think they're gonna do it.
Yeah.
I don't know how Frank does it. I mean, maybe some more point weight. I'm not sure, but I mean, these things just get ragdolled out there with the wind. And it's just not even like that windy. I can just see them fluttering. I mean, maybe this is a test for the old hybrid 26. Take the air razors off, run some 26s and see if anything better produces. But kind of like the idea of a little more front weight on such a lightweight arrow. Keep it guided. It's a guided missile.
You gotta be getting real good at fletching right now.
Did you see those veins fall off?
Well, that could be the glue, you know. Yeah. Going back to what I said about Daryl, right? Like, it's not always.
I don't think I.
Could be something else that's not so solid.
It was the fact that I kept forgetting which stack of veins I prepped and didn't prep with the primer. Mm-hmm.
So what I had to start doing is I had to sit there and I would prime all the veins first.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do at the end, because I'm like, I don't know how many times I probably primed one vein like 3 times.
Yeah, because that's what I did last year when I went to TAC in South Dakota, and I went and gave the guys at AAE a hard time just goofing around, right? But like, I was losing veins on the range because my arrow would hit and then I'd see all my veins go. And I'm like, you know, I was asking him what kind of glue to use and all that kind of stuff. But I know as you're fletching, you're like, shoot, I don't know if I prepped that vein or not.
Yeah.
Like, shoot. And then you find out when you're at the range, when your vein goes popping off, you're like, God dang it.
We got like Love Island in the background. Katie's watching that. I'm sitting here trying to fletch. Dog is barking. I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
All right, let's walk a little bit. But yeah, so I've kind of spilled the beans a little bit. Of course, we're going to have a blue jay, the most annoying bird in the woods. I have a serious distaste for that bird. My wife laughs at me about it.
Well, anyways, in the woods, they suck.
So Hollywood, why don't you tell everybody about your exciting fall coming up.
Oh yeah, I kind of forgot. That's why I'm testing the arrows. I kind of said it, but Yeah, I drew two Western tags for muleys, one in a limited unit. And initially, like, I was talking to Rick and some of the guys because we all drew for the one state. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'll probably forfeit the other tag if I don't get in on this limited draw. And then a month goes by. Here we are. I drew the limited tag. So
you got it.
Like, now I got to go and not be an employee at Vapor Trail for about half a month, a month in the fall.
Which is perfect. Should we go up this way or?
We can go where?
Start right here.
Need a little bit of trees.
Start
I think,
here.
I think we want to. Oh, yeah, this is good. You know, did we ever tell anyone at work that we were shooting?
No.
Okay, no one's saying anything yet, but.
That's okay.
30. No sight tape. I like it. Run it raw.
So, yeah, trying something a little bit new here. I keep dropping my my release. So now I've got a tether, but I don't like that I can't just quick throw it in my pocket.
You could just buy two.
And I'm getting all tangled up in it.
Lose one, keep the other, if you lose it.
So yeah, trying to figure this out. And then I got my little pocket quiver here that I keep getting the tether kind of wrapped around when I put the arrow in it. And so yeah, just trying some new stuff, and it's a little wonky. Shooting with a rain jacket that I never shot in before. I'm gonna shoot one more.
Yeah, so out west, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll be, I don't know, I'm gonna need some time off. I'll be chasing the muleys around and
well, it's a good thing you're the boss.
The one hunt may be solo, we'll see. I gotta talk with Kyle and see if we can have same time off, same dates and everything, and then the hunt with you guys. I mean, right now I already put in for the last week, so
yeah,
that's kind of my plan right now.
We'll figure it out, whatever. I'm super jealous. That area that you're gonna be hunting in, that limited draw area, I absolutely love that spot. Mm-hmm. Killed my biggest mule deer out there, so I'm super jealous about that.
Good group.
Yeah, looks like I got some things to fix.
It looks like the 50 grain means nothing versus the 75 at 30, so.
Look at that penetration, though.
Yeah, you know what? F it. I'm just going to go switch arrows now. Go to that. Just kidding. What is your draw length? You got like 29?
28 and a half.
28 and a half. So you're probably getting about, what, 5 to 10 feet per second faster with that? I don't remember the...
Than you or than what?
Than me. Because I'm running 28. Mean, so it's not a huge difference, but...
It's relative, though, because I'm shooting 60...
Oh,
5 pounds, but then, you know, arrow weight and everything probably isn't the same.
Yeah. No, we're probably tied then.
I just might have hit a weaker spot in the bale.
Yeah.
Who knows? Let's skip this one. This is
okay.
Child's play.
Yeah, like I was gonna 5 yards. We don't like these short.
We need to find a long distance. I want to stretch it out. I want to shoot 80. Maybe even, I might even be able to get 100 out of this.
Do it, you won't. The other good thing about us being out here today, got those new boots, new boot goofing.
New boot goofing, yeah, buddy. No New Balance shoes out here today.
No, I have them in the car. I was ready to wear New Balance.
Should
have
known.
But, yeah, the Crispies need a little break in. I guess turkey season, my boots that I normally wear finally tore out. So I was actually in need of some hunting equipment. unlike most of us, you know, you say you need something, but you're fine without. It's like those puffy pants I just got. It was really nice to use those, though.
It's wild how many companies now are making clothing.
Yeah.
And, like, good, high-performing clothing. Like, when I first started getting stuff from Go Hunt, I was like, oh, man, I might just swap out my entire
just
wardrobe.
Their stuff.
50.
Dang, you must have changed your sight.
Still shooting a little left, I think.
Here we go, shooting out of the hood. That follow through, though.
Shoot, I missed it.
Just about tore my hood right off.
When is Bowfest is coming up here pretty quick, isn't it?
Last weekend of this month.
I gotta try to see if I can get to that. Are you gonna go?
I have another wedding thing. Bachelor group meets bachelorette, or was it bride's group meets bachelor's group, whatever that is. Mm.
Yeah, that's a new one. Haven't heard that one.
So it's less awkward because it's not like the same friend group.
Oh, I got you. I can say, man, you guys look for every excuse to party.
Oh, I hate it.
Just kidding. We did plenty of that in our day. So.
I should say. If Alex somehow is able to snipe one of these arrows flying like garbage, this thing is not tuned. This is 100% just to see how arrow flight works with some wind, less than ideal weather. What's flying good that can get me a little bit further sight tape and more forgiving, I guess.
Yeah, and I don't know what.
I'll definitely need to go and tune this up
in there.
Wow,
that's bad. That's really bad. But that's why we're here, right? To try to figure out what's going on with our setups. And look at that. What is that? I knew I was left, but that was only 50 yards. Come on. Maybe we should go back to shooting 25. This is child's play at 25, and then we can't.
See, I like the idea of this 50. I mean, it's been grouping really well all morning since I've been here. And it's still about 5 to 6 inches high. It's a good sight tape.
Yeah, I wonder.
I just wish I was taller.
I wish I was a bala. Okay.
But yeah, once I decide, which I've been heavily leaning toward that 50, I'll actually tune my bow. And get an actual sight tape. Yeah. I don't even have a real sight tape on this.
For anybody that works in this industry, I feel like they understand the struggle to a degree. Like, we're so focused on getting everybody else set up that we forget about our own. And then we're out there tuning day before, you know.
And here I'm saying all this, realizing I should maybe put some new strings on too.
Probably That's not tough. A bad idea. On that bow?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you just put those on?
I was already almost a year. Actually,
oh, no kidding.
Yeah. I've shot it a lot, too. Right, I mean, they're yards. Vapor trail strings. They're fine. A little bit of serving separation ain't going to hurt nobody, but if you ask anyone else, it's going to make them miss a deer at 10 yards.
For sure. Yeah, I'm very consistently hitting left now. And I don't think it's my bow. The wind.
Oh, it's not your bow.
Yeah, I don't know if it's something with my grip or what, but shooting with this jacket on, too.
Dude, you gotta blame the bow.
I don't know.
It's never the shooter, it's always the bow.
Because it wasn't shooting left earlier.
My favorite part about that being like somewhat blind is when I'm looking through my peep
in the rain
right now with that verifier. Starting to get a little cloudy.
Oh, yeah, that's
makes things tough. I'm gonna have a little wobble and shake, but I mean, I think it just, not I think, I know that one's close.
You just pinwheeled it.
Pinwheeled.
What other cliches do we have we used in the past? Right in the bread basket.
Right in the pump station.
Right in the pump station. So it's pretty exciting because all me, you, Luke, Griffin.
Oh yeah, Griff Drew Tinney. That's right.
Hopefully, if we can make it work out, we'll be sharing hunting camp or deer camp in the fall.
Yeah.
All of us chasing after mule deer. So that's going to be a blast, you know, however we make that work.
Certainly hope we don't go hungry.
I know that, so Damon's going to come out, and it sounds like maybe Paul Vincent might come out too to get content. So we'll have photo, video. I think Damon even volunteered you, Alex. I don't know.
It's like, I know this guy.
So, I don't know. Got to start kind of getting on that and kind of start figuring some of that stuff out. But, yeah, it's exciting, dude. Because we did our first ever hunt together for turkeys this spring.
Oh, yeah, and we, like, Rick and I have known each other for, what, 11 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You started at Vapor Trail when you were 14.
Maybe 12 years? 11 or 12 years, and I've never hunted. I mean, it was a little weird if I was like 14 years old and like, hey, Rick, let's go hunting.
Yeah. But be like, where's your dad at, bro?
Yeah. But dude, if you can't buy a beer, you ain't hunting with me.
Dude, I totally would have gone hunting with you. Well, we shot at, let's see, I don't know how old you were when we shot at Average Joe's.
What's going on here? 16 maybe. Do you want to do 45
or do you want to skip
there? I kind of want to skip for the gram here. If this is the target, I think it is. It is. Where is your rangefinder? It's hard right left right now.
Oh. Ah, that's fun.
I believe this is 90, or no, this is probably 100 right on. I think this is 100 right on.
It doesn't look like it's that far, but you would know. 96.
96 from right here?
According to my
rangefinder,
but let's see if we can get. Here's 100 right here.
Okay. You gonna send her?
Heck yeah, dude.
Maybe aim a hair right just because of your left tendency right now?
Yeah, and I don't even know, like, because I haven't shot this far yet, so I gotta look. I should have clearance.
Yeah.
Maybe turn my odd vein down.
Do you think second axis is playing with that?
What's
or
that?
Or you, because you got your second axis.
Yeah, play, I just right? adjusted it. So, and when we were shooting at 55 out there, it was. I mean, it was pretty good. I think it was still maybe a little bit left, but I should have brought, oh, I did bring it. I could make an adjustment to my sight, but I don't like doing that. I like to, you know what I mean? I guess different conditions, you know, make you shoot a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And so, like, I like to wait until maybe the next day when I'm shooting in better conditions.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking.
And then, because a lot, I can't tell you how many times now, all of a sudden, now I'm dead on again.
Yeah, I'm kind of, like I said, I'm leaning toward this 50 grain half out deal, but I would like to shoot on just a windy, sunny day. I mean, again, this is good practice to be wearing jackets that make you feel a little different when shooting.
Yeah. What's that wind? Yeah. Is it kind of
left or right?
Boy, it's kind of going all over.
Yeah, it's swirling right here. No better time.
I'm just trying to think of if I should cant my bow slightly or.
It's blowing right to left midfield here.
Yeah, I'm going to cant to the right.
A little bit.
and I hit right.
Dude.
Probably a few inches.
I think vertical. I think vertical, you're like right there. It's like just an inch low, maybe 2 inches.
Yeah, I probably canted it a little bit too much.
You said this is 100 right here?
Yep.
Okay.
So yeah, height wise, pretty good.
You're sitting pretty. Is that a squirrel underneath it now?
Get it.
Somehow tuck it under.
It is a squirrel. Oh, you hit wood.
Why did that sound so weird? That was wood?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're in the wood at the top.
Oh, we're efficient at 100 with this setup then.
But it really did sound weird. Like, why? I think it's...
Let's spend another arrow.
I think that board is pretty beat up. And so maybe you happen to...
Well,
hit a crack.
I just had to drop the sight 6 yards from my old tape, so hopefully that's it.
There you go. You're about, I don't know, maybe 6 inches low.
Low now?
Slightly, a couple inches to the left.
And now I have a 4-fletch. This thing's just going to be whistling all the way down there. Otherwise, I could go back to the 75 grain, send that puppy, but that thing will be lower yet.
Yeah.
It's probably that 4-fletch setup. That thing will be cool to watch on camera, though, because that thing shook and rattled all the way down there. It's all over the place. And now I'm back up to 75 grain. RIP the wood.
Oh, I held low. Whew. Same as your second arrow. I'm going to shoot one more.
I held a little low there.
This time, I'll just not screw around and just... We might have to come back and do this one again. This is too fun.
Uh, 11 o'clock. So fun waiting for that thing to get there. It's like,
yeah. Doo, 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 doo.
I think I have a Q-tip in my quiver here, but
all for your main lens.
Yeah.
I was like, are we talking about the musician here?
It's like I can see this target. It's just kind of all looks white, and then I'm looking at a little bit of a black dot.
Yeah.
It's all fuzzed up or bogged up. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I'm saving up some cash to get some sort of corrective lenses. Because my vision is slowly going.
Sucks. I don't love wearing glasses, but I'll hunt with contacts, but man, like during the allergy season, like it is right now, contacts just kill my eyes.
Oh, that's what you deflected slightly.
Oh, that's why.
Well, I got some work to do at 100 for sure.
I just need a sight tape. Otherwise those two are doing all right.
Yeah, that's good. It's pretty good at 100. I will say that for as much as we actually are able to get on the shoot.
Flex test.
Chilling, all right. Are you all gonna survive? Should we go back and shoot this one more time?
If our boy is down for that, I'll do it.
Let's see what it wouldn't be.
I'll shoot a 3-arrow group with the 75s. See what happened.
I like it. Should get my bow, huh?
I think they definitely will do a little bit better in flight just because, again, it's like I'm sending a little bit of a heavier missile up front. Got that nose weight, so the crosswind is not going to be able to push it as easily, but I'm not really gaining a lot on the sight right now. So I had to put that at 101 to get that to land. What was that, 7 inches low? 6 or 7, so.
I know for sure that, I guess I can't say for sure, but I know that my lack of, I've actually been shooting quite a bit this summer already.
Yeah.
More so than I have in past, the most recent years, but not near as much as I used to a decade ago.
Yeah, I'd say when I drew this tag 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, I don't even remember, but I was shooting like every day. And now I'm just like, yeah, I'll go shoot.
Yeah.
I'll go shoot.
Yeah.
And then I never do.
Yeah, I've been shooting every day, but I just haven't been able to do real long distance. Like I said, I can do 60 in my yard, but I'm shooting basically from the curb in my front yard.
Yeah.
Across my front yard, along the side of my house, and then into the backyard.
I'm just risking every bit of it.
You know, I just have to be, because Emma's with me, you know, and she's running around, so you gotta be mindful where she's at. And then I don't think my neighbors, I don't think they really get too upset about it, but I also don't want to be standing on the basically on the street at full draw. You know, when somebody drives by, I just don't want to alarm anybody, you know. So I'm trying to be mindful of that too. Not to mention, the mosquitoes are absolutely horrific.
I'm starting to get bit right now, so you can imagine at night, it's terrible. Sorry, I had no eyes on you.
It felt good.
It looked good.
A little left, I think, still, but better, much better than the...
I forgot I only have 2 arrows for 75, so might do those two, and 2 more of 50 grams.
Woo! Shaking like a leaf.
A round of applause.
I need to take a break.
Want me to shoot one here?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. I was just all over the place. I'm like, I know if I pull this right now, I'm sticking it in that wood, and I only have 2 arrows, so.
How much coffee have you had?
Just 1 cup so far.
Not too bad, then.
Yeah. That should be your lookout, huh? Oh.
That one was kind of...
That looked real good.
Was it?
Yeah, I think I could just like a little bit high and like an inch to the right of the X, but that's a pretty dang good shot. That's a dead deer. Oh, right there with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Felt like it was
your arrows great. Are like an inch apart. Nice shot.
Damn shoddy. All right, here comes some 50 grain bombs.
Damn shoddy.
The commentator over here.
So next year, you're going to attack. Me and you. And
whoa.
Others. Did your vein come off? Mid-flight there?
If I get to see this video at all, I don't know if it flew off mid-flight or if I hit that little branch on the right.
It sounded like you hit a branch. To me.
That was grand, dude.
Yeah, it sounded like you hit a branch.
Like,
and then I saw a vein flying.
You going?
Yeah.
Bingo.
Good again.
And you're in the X. Real close. What did you see where my last one landed?
What's that?
Did you see where my last one landed?
No.
Oh boy.
It was like,
well,
I was so distracted by the vein flying that I lost track of the arrow.
We'll give this a full send again.
It sounded like it hit okay, but I don't think you're anywhere near the X.
That's a dart.
That was a good
left,
shot.
Though?
Just a tiny bit left. Same, about the same height as the other two.
Okay.
But left. There we go. That's a better round.
Yeah. So, yeah.
See, that's what mulligans are for.
Maybe run an attack next year.
Well, I would love to record a podcast episode.
That'd be cool.
While we're out, you know, and if we can mic up, four, five guys, like, that'd be awesome.
I probably could have been convinced to go this year to Michigan.
Yeah.
UP, but this whole wedding thing, it's my buddy. It's like, got that stuff on Bowfest weekend, and then I think the weekend of TAC UP is the weekend he gets married, so. Hosed, and hosed.
Yeah, and Susan has an art show every single tack, and I usually still go to South Dakota to find someone to watch my daughter, but it's just, it gets to be too tough on Susan, so.
Yeah.
And we need to be raking in that money. So
not
instead of me
bad.
Going somewhere and spending it, we'll focus on making it.
Okay, say not bad, but where's my two vein? Oh.
Right here. Yeah. Yeah, that was my second arrow, not so hot. But I'll take that. I'm feeling pretty good about that. We'll tighten it up.
Yeah. I mean, if I run that 75 grain outsert, that would be good. It's hard to say where the 50 would be right now. I had to drop the sight. I think I had to throw five more yards onto where I'm currently at with the 75s. But that 50 grain, I had to drop six, so.
Yeah, that deflection you had made her dive good.
Mm-hmm. There goes another pole test. That one's good, but the rest are not. Well, what do you say? Where do we go from here?
What are we at for time, Alex? Minutes. We've been shooting 44, so that's probably close to half hour-ish. Yeah, let's just walk, shoot a couple more. Got a few more things to talk about, perhaps.
Oh no, dude, that primer must have not gotten these good enough. Sad boy, I'll be refletching today.
Probably got your grubby fingerprints all over those wraps.
Yep.
We should try that today. I know the next dozen arrows that I do, I'm going to print on mat.
Oh, yeah.
Or material and see if that adheres better.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to grab some hybrid 26s today now since these are already unfletching themselves. So.
Ooh, this is the target that you do... So for anybody who watches this on YouTube, in our intro, there's a clip of Hollywood doing like a little somersault.
My ninja roll.
His ninja roll.
Yeah.
This is the target he did that on.
It is.
Ooh, this is a good poke too.
65.
That felt good. Shooting at 100, and I feel, you know, some people might think, oh, well, that wasn't very good. Shooting, but I feel like everything was in the circle except for your one deflection.
Yeah, I think it was all right.
And it just boosts my confidence a little bit too, where it's like, okay.
Well, even the 65 should be easier if I was tuned up. I think that sounds bad. If my bow was in tune.
Yeah.
You know. I think
if you're tuned up, a couple beers, shot of fire, Jim Beam,
some Jack fireball. Yeah, if I was tuned up, I'd be all right. I really do like shooting around that 60 yard mark though, because I feel like all of us end up in that situation at some point out west where you're like 60 yards away.
Yeah,
and you're playing the mental gymnastics, and if you can practice 80 to 100 yards. This just looks like nothing.
Still just a little left.
One might have been right down the pipe. will need to verify.
Yeah.
Oh, push nice. That one. I'm gonna do one lightweight. This is a 380 grain arrow, so if the bow sounds like it's exploding, it might be.
Is that your seven? Is that at 70 pounds right now?
Yeah. I'm sitting at like 5.1 grains per pound. Like I am.
Love it. So you're cooking.
Yeah, I'm riding the line of the minimum. Dude, that thing was a dart going down there.
So a lot of our listeners already kind of know like what our setups are, what we shoot. We talk about them a lot. Hollywood's got a few different setups, but currently let's talk about your setup, what you're planning on taking out to North Dakota.
Going to North Dakota and my other hunt, I'll be running probably this. Like, I don't know if I would change a bow. Like, we're talking mid-July right now, and for us in the industry, it may as well be September for us for
right.
how busy we are. So,
yeah,
probably going to be the RVX.
Out of time quick.
Yeah. Probably going to be the RVX 34. I guess I'll see if I'm running a, you know, old set of strings. I mean, they're fine. It's just confidence boosting, but
yeah.
But
you, M1, you know, can build your own bowstrings, so why wouldn't you? That's
yeah, the thing. Exactly. M114 out the front. What did we say that was the other day?
One and a half ounce.
And then our new little QDX deal.
Yep.
That will be coming out quick detach. M111 out the back, a few ounces. And then Victor running that now. You guys had to like tie me down to put this on my bow.
Yeah, I'm like, we have it. Put it on.
And
do it.
Top limb.
Do it.
Top limb.
So. Just do it.
What do you want me to do?
Who is that? Shyla Buff or Shyla whatever. Buff. However you say his name is. Just do it.
I love top that. Limb because I'm weird like that.
She's a little curly Q pigtail on there.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't totally committed to top limb. But so many people run bottom limb. I'm the man for the against the grain here and there, and this is it. Like,
well, and for testing, because
yeah,
I mean somebody's got to do it, right?
Yeah, and ain't no one else doing it.
Plus, you've got your little tie-off donut on the
yeah,
top too. So
my disc is already up there. and then HHA Tetra Rise. If there's anything that's going to change in the next couple months, could be a sight. Could be, well, I guess arrows and then maybe strings, but nothing's gonna change as far as I know right now. But yeah, Easton 5.0, I think is what I'm running right now. I do have some HLRs. I've had zero time to test with those though. So,
yeah.
Yeah, right now, I think this is it. This is what we're going out west with and come back heavy. So,
yep.
I went out once. I don't know what the hell happened there. But
we need to get, we're going to get the picture of the
this time it's coming
deer
home
on
with
top
me.
Of the 4Runner.
Oh yeah, that'd
strap
be sweet.
Down, just drive it all the way home, strap down to the top of the
I saw some 4Runner. Dudes do that when I went out the first year, a few years back. Two mule deer strapped to the top of the hood.
So as most people probably already know, I've got the Form 34. I don't know if I'm going to be taking this out to North Dakota. I may possibly be shooting the Prime's 2026 bow. Just kind of depends on the timing and everything. Last year was really tight. I didn't get my form until like 2 weeks before the hunt. So, and we went late November too. So if I can't get that bow, you know, by the end of September, then this is what I'll be running. Got it in Morel. I've also got the dialed proof in whiskey. It's hard to keep track of them.
This thing is the same as Scotch, our, bourbon, whiskey. Which one is it?
And then I've got the Victor on here
with our Scotch.
The Scotch color, which somewhat closely matches. It's really hard to get, you know, a rubber to match, you know, a Cerakote. But So far shooting good. I kind of switched up a little bit, shooting the Stokerized SS1 M1. This is a 14.5. I had a 12.5 on my rig, but I gave it to Damon so he could put it on his form. The new QDX quick disconnect. It's pretty slick. I'm struggling to put it in. We have a version of it that we're super happy with, and everybody really seems to like them. So that's what I'm running there. Of course, VTX, Vapor Trail bowstrings. I've got a specialty podium peep in there. I'm currently shooting the Victory. This is a VAP TKO 350 spine with a AEE Hybrid 26 on here with the Vapor Trail branded vane. But I may be, like you said, I may be switching as well arrows. I don't want to say exactly what now, but I am looking at probably going Easton one way or another, just going back. Mm-hmm. I've shot Easton for a really long time and nothing wrong with the Victories.
No.
I just want to go back and try them out, mess around with
it's
that.
It's just like we were saying with like vanes this morning, like, you know, I've been running the Hybrid 26 for a while and like I want to change it up just to like play and see if I'm missing out on something better, but find out that I'm actually running a pretty good setup. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been great for me. And that's how I feel with like arrows. Like I've ran Easton for a long time now as well. And so it's just like, I like that HLR. It looks sweet and everything, but I have not had the time to give it some love. And mm-hmm. So I'm just like, Easton's home right now.
Yep.
So
nice.
Sorry about it.
Also got the Ultra View button. This is the stainless steel version. It's got a little extra weight. I like that. Mm-hmm. Finally got a tether so this is my second one. And I know I've done this before, but shout out to Ultra View. The first one I dropped it like probably a dozen times. It finally broke. And you know, I contacted them, just said, hey, what do I got to do? Send it in, I'll pay, whatever. And no questions asked, they sent me a brand new one. So, I mean, I had to send the old one in, but then they sent me a brand new one. So super awesome over there. Super awesome guys over there. What else we got?
I don't know.
So you and I, as far as the clothing goes, we're like the Zoolander. Hollywood's all First Light. I'm all Sitka gear. I'm old school. I've been shooting, so this year, 2026, I've been using Sitka gear for 20 years.
I was gonna say you're close to 20 years.
Which is wild, so I don't see a reason to change, but it's also good. First Light stuff is good. Like, I feel like with all of the testing and everything that you guys have done,
yeah,
and you know Sam Soholt uses it too, and he highly recommends it. It's like that'd be the other way I would go.
Yeah,
if ever.
Definitely some durable stuff, comfortable stuff. I don't know. I've taken it easy on my purchases though. Like I'm just like, I don't know. I think I've talked about it on the podcast before. Like I kind of want to be a free-minded person, run some Wrangler jeans if I want, run some flannels if I want, and do it that way. Not be married to a brand and, you know, be suckered by the marketing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they're all great.
Both running Crispy boots, Mystery Ranch packs.
Yep. Yep.
We're not on the Stone Glacier bandwagon
yet.
With every, you know, the Sitka Crispy boot, Stone Glacier.
See, I would run some Stone Glacier stuff. It's tempting. They've been like hounding the emails and like,
yeah, they make
you know
stuff.
What? You're right. I should buy it. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Which Mystery Ranch pack do you got? Let's walk.
What do I have? The Sawtooth 40. I've one of the OG Sawtooth 40s. Of course, now they kind of redid some things. I don't know if that's Yeti's doing or just Mr. Ranch evolving, but either way, still got the OG and probably going to keep running that. But I do like the some of their newer looking packs, that's for sure. I've been debating. What do you have again? The Metcalf?
I've got the Beartooth 80.
Beartooth 80.
And I just upgraded to the 85.
Okay.
This year.
Still the Beartooth series or whatever?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they're for the most part, they're pretty much exactly the same, except there's like two, like, deep pockets on the inside for, like, spotting scope,
yep,
tripod.
Like my, I think it's like the sawtooth, right?
Cut across right here.
Yeah, we'll cut through. I think it has, like, the side pockets, like I was saying, on my sawtooth. Internal side pockets right here. Yeah.
Yeah, and the color. You know, they change the color scheme a little bit.
Dude, those colors are just like, oh, I want to get those.
It's pretty rad.
And that's the other thing. Like I said, nothing's really going to change, but I'm still debating on more binos. Or not really more binos, but other binos, just because I'm not, like, a spotting scope person. You and I go back and forth all the time about it.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling binos, and
let's start walking back, and then we'll shoot.
There's quite a few options out there, so it always comes back to, do I really need it?
Yeah.
So, I've been out there, what, a couple times now, a couple states, and haven't needed them. It'd be nice to have them, though.
And you'll find out, I mean, and this isn't to say, it just depends on your style, too.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started going out, I did not have the luxury of having a spotting scope, but I was always with somebody that did.
Yeah.
And so, being able to, I went out a few times without a spotting scope, and I would have to put on a lot more miles just to, you know, try to get that closer look, mm-hmm. see if it's really a buck that I want to go after.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the spotting scope, it's nice just to be able to go, okay, I see you. And now I can kind of keep an eye on a couple different bucks and see what they're doing. It just helps me make, I feel like it helps me make a better plan, and then I can execute better without having to use a lot of energy.
Yeah, walk 2 miles.
But that's not to say, like, the couple years that I went without a spotting scope, I had success still. You know, it was just a little extra work. And it just depends. Like, if you've never had the luxury of having one, then you're probably just fine.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, you don't really need it.
No.
And it is extra weight.
Yeah, 1,000%. I'm all about the weight.
A lot of weight.
I will say, too, like, you brushed across Crispy, but as a person that was switching brands and looking for a new boot, man, I'm the analysis paralysis guy. I'll do research for months before I purchase, and I'm running the Laponia 3, super happy, because, like, I'll do, like, ultralight backpacking, so I don't want heavy boots. I hate, like, hiking boots. I hate all that. I just run trail runners.
Yeah.
Almost exclusively. And if it wasn't for Cactus out west, or, like, waterproof, you know, having the fully waterproof shoes, like, I'd just run trail runners. But
yeah,
they don't have a ton of support when you're running a load. And yep. So I did a lot of research, and these Laponias are, like, this is probably the longest day, or the longest I've worn these in one day already, and they're still really light.
Yeah.
Like, they're comfy all the way through. And you're running the Nevadas, I believe.
I've got the Nevada not or uninsulated.
Nice.
But right now I'm wearing the Wild Rock. These are insulated. But the only reason I grabbed these as opposed to the other ones is because it was the first ones that I could find in my closet.
Okay.
And I didn't want to dig around because, you know, I'm like, my wife's trying to sleep, and I'm like rustling around in there. So I was like, these will be fine.
Yeah.
And I brought my Salomon Speed Crosses as well. But if I wore those, again, to your point, right, like the trail runners, they're super nice because they're really lightweight. And I like that I can almost wrap my toes around a rock.
Yeah, you can definitely be, like, more,
I feel like Spider-Man out there.
Tactile,
yeah.
Like, feeling with your feet.
And they're quieter. But my feet would be soaked right now, so I just grabbed these. And they're not, these are like my tree stand boot.
Yeah.
But they still don't really, I mean, they're not insulated enough where they're going to keep my feet warm, you know, in super cold conditions, especially when you're not moving.
Yeah.
But I wore these out in North Dakota last year because it got pretty cold and they were really nice for that.
Yeah. But, I mean, I have a small lens I'm looking through, but like, I mean, I came from wearing a set of Keens for like 10 years and they finally tore.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I want to try something different and or new, just anything new. And the one thing I noticed on their treads, they didn't last like the longest. And then like snow travel was terrible. Like, I don't know, it got old. So I can't speak on treads so much, but I'm happy so far with these.
So yeah, they look good. I'm tempted to get myself a pair of them too, just to have a lighter weight option that's got better ankle support. Because exactly to your point too, if you're trying to carry out a load, I've done it a few times with Solomons, and you know, I think, you know, there's the argument too where if you're using something that always has really good ankle support, you're kind of enabling a little bit, whereas if you're always using something that forces you to use the muscles that will support your ankle, then you don't really need that ankle support. But I still think it's crucial. I mean, it'd be terrible to like roll an ankle.
Yeah.
And you got a few miles left and you got 100 pounds on your back.
Right.
That would be just absolutely awful.
I just feel that part would be kind of dumb to run that risk. You know, like I'll do trail running and everything, but I feel like you're so much more nimble. You don't have like a pack or extra weight pulling you one way. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm just a couple brands away from being the stereotypical tack shooter. So,
you're getting
crispy
there, man.
Boots, Sitka.
I'll get you in eventually. I want to shoot this
70 meter.
This is here.
70 meter should be 70 yards. How many yards, Ricondo? 78 yards, 77 yards.
Yeah, so probably 80 from this line.
You
want
to do
here?
Okay, I see.
There's no target on that one, so
you just want 80.
Yeah, we're 80 right from here. I really should be shooting odd ranges, but...
Yeah. 80.
My bow is just soaked, man. Remind me to wipe it down when we get back. Otherwise, I'll have rusty hardware.
I'm going to try and speed rust mine. No idea.
That little mist that came off.
Too much talking, not enough shoot. Get this quiver off my leg. That's that. We're gonna go full send Western style.
There you go.
That was a lot of mist.
Can't tell. I was gonna say
good luck tracking that, because it's pink on that red and yellows.
I held that way too long.
You're just left of me. I'm gonna run an absolute dart, 380 grain. Must have whipped my jacket a little bit there or something. It's a weird sound. Go down and look.
Yep.
You only have two arrows, right?
Yep. Well, I think that's pretty much it. That's kind of the rundown.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think we're missing too much. I mean, right now it's just planning. Well, I know the dates. We know the dates.
Yep.
But it's just, I'd say more than planning, it's practice.
Yeah.
Time to practice.
Yep. Shoot, like, shoot, shoot.
Need to get an actual sight tape on here. Need to marry an arrow. Get tuned to it. I still need to figure out what broadhead I'm using too. I was looking last night, like, okay, I got that brand, this. I'm like, man, expandable, fixed blade, what do I do?
Yeah, I got a few to choose from too, so we'll see. I don't want to speak too much on that.
Same. Right
now, optics, you might be going to Leupold, huh?
Maybe. I guess, yeah, maybe. I've been running Maven for a while, so.
Boy, I gotta get better.
Yeah, this is a complete guess on the sight tape for my 380, so nothing there. And then there's my...
Both running marsupial gear.
Yeah.
Optics, packs.
Yeah.
And I'll be running SIG again this year.
SIG optics?
Yes.
Like binos and...
Binos, spotter. I've got the Zulu 6. And then the Zulu 10s, 10x42s. Liking these. Super clear. Pretty lightweight.
Yeah, I like my Mavens. Did like my Mavens. I've been like Maven, like, let's see, rangefinder and the binos. Like, I've been running them for a while now. But yeah, I guess, I don't know. Nothing wrong with them, I'd say. They're all good, mm-hmm. But there's just some different preferences I have. So, Luke was telling me, I'm definitely very much that way. It's like, I can't be like a mix and match sort of brand guy. Like, I am getting a little better with like the gear, but like first light, it's gotta be like first light all the way. I'm not gonna throw on like ick, like Sitka mixed with first light or Kuyu mixed with first light. If you're one of those dudes, different podcast for you, man.
I'm
voted kind of, off the island.
I'm kind of with you on that. Like, I don't know. I just, it's a personal thing, right? Like, I don't really want to mix up too much, you know, in the early days when you just take what you could get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, you might have a jacket from Fleet Farm and a pair of pants from Cabela's or whatever.
I just feel like, but if you find a product and you like it and they're a good company, like good service and everything, like, they should be rewarded with more of your business.
Yeah.
And like Maven was that way. And I haven't had any issues, so I can't say like was and not. No right. longer, but they've been that way, and so I'm just like happy with them, support them fully. Sitka was that way. Switched to first light, been fine with that. Like, I don't know, you just kind of go. For me, it's like all gas, no brakes. Even with the golf, I've got a mix of a couple different clubs right now. It's driving me nuts. Like, I might have to just go all Callaway, all TaylorMade, one way or the other. Otherwise, I'm just going to drive myself sick, so.
Yeah. I wonder, what did I do with my microphone?
This is how we're going to hold her.
There we go.
This is how we're going to run it out?
Yeah, this is how we're going to run it out.
Don't point at me, though.
Well, that's the end of this episode, folks. Thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. If you're listening, make sure you give us a rating and a review. Only 5 stars will do. If you want to see this shoot in action, you can head over to the Vapor Trail YouTube channel. Make sure you give us a like, subscribe, and hit that bell so you can be up to date on all things archery. And with that,
we're gonna go to work.
We're gonna go to work.
Yeah.
We're leaving the range. 9:15, so yeah, we're about an hour and 15 minutes late, but this is work, so
yeah.
Anyway, take care, everybody. Thanks a lot.
Peace.
Vapor Trail is now offering an exclusive discount to the Range Podcast listeners. Enter promo code TRP15, that's TRP15, at checkout for 15% off VTX bowstrings and Vapor Trail and Stokerize branded t-shirts, hats, and other gear.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.